Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. I am all by myself for this segment. Andy's off today. We had a really fun segment the first part of the program talking about art lessons, now we get to talk to another author. We've talked to a lot of authors lately from CPH. They've been putting out so many great books. This book is especially near and dear to me. It's a genre that I really love. So I'm very excited to talk to author Sarah Boffman, author of A Flame in the Dark, which will be available from CPH very, very soon. Welcome, Sarah. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm really excited to talk about this. Historical fiction is probably my favorite genre to read. So this is, I saw this book and I nearly like jumped out of my chair.
That's awesome.
Yes. So tell me, I'm just going to jump right in. Tell me what sparked your interest in writing this historical fiction book, and maybe give us a little bit of a background of what the book is about.
Sure. I have a problem where, like, anytime I'm watching a movie or a show or where, like, so this book came out of, like, our Reformation celebration at our church a couple years ago. And so, of course, like I usually do, I start thinking, this would be a really fun setting for a book. And that's kind of how it was born. The book centers on Heinrich, who's a student at Wittenberg, and kind of just his life and his studies and how that influences everything that's going on with him and his perception of God and the world and all that. So
yeah. The Reformation is a unique setting for a historical fiction book. So many of us, as Lutherans at least, seemingly have learned about the Reformation since we were probably little kids. How did that background help you develop these characters that are in the book?
Well, it was interesting. Like, when I first set out to start plotting it and everything, I was like, oh, this would be like a nice little lighthearted romance kind of thing with so the main character Heinrich is living with a family there that they have a connection through his father because his father was a candle maker and the family, like the father of the family, is a candle maker. And so I was thinking, so this like craftsman's daughter can fall in love with the university student, but as I was developing the plot and figuring out the characters were solidifying in my mind and, you know, their motivations and all that, it just got a lot more complicated than I had initially envisioned. And so there was kind of a moment of struggle. It's like, okay, do I like cut all that out and just like stick with something, you know, kind of lighthearted and would have like good God's word in it and stuff, but not really allow for the messy, sticky, icky stuff that sometimes when we read fiction, we just want to escape for a little bit. But I think that the truest fiction, which sounds kind of oxymoronical, but it really kind of taps into the hard stuff and lets us experience it, you know, for a moment where we can step away. But I think that it rings truer to life when we do acknowledge the yucky. And so so that kind of is how all that came about.
Sure.
Did I answer your question? I'm sorry.
Yeah. And it's, you mentioned keeping the messes, and how that helps people relate to it. And that's, That I think that's very true. You know, it's reading a fun book is fun, but it's also nice to kind of maybe see ourselves and the fact that our lives are really messy too. So reading about a character that has to deal with these things, I think makes it probably easier to relate to. Is that kind of how that all shaped in the end?
Yeah, I think so. And I think too, just the knowledge that, like, it's not when we have our life together. I mean, God's with us always, and that's what he promises in his mm-hmm. word. But I think sometimes, like, it's hard to see him when our lives are messy, but, like, those are the times when his presence is all the more like, I'm thinking words like important and needed, but those yeah. aren't quite what I'm trying to get to. But yeah, like, that his presence is all the more meaningful, I guess, maybe, that and strengthening, because, I mean, he sent Jesus into a huge mess, you know?
Right.
The cross was messy, and I think that's, like, where his love and his mercy shine all the brighter, is, like, in the middle of the darkness, because that's where it, like, fills us and strengthens us and lets us keep going. And
absolutely. Yeah. Tell me, you mentioned that Heinrich Ritter is the main character. Tell me a little bit more about his world, the people that he interacts with, and his interaction with Dr. Luther as well.
Sure. He's kind of in a, like, from research, what I found is, I'm pretty sure students, like, they, well, and, like, Wittenberg had this thing when the university came, that they wanted people to be building more houses and, like, housing for the students. And like, in reading about Luther's life, like, he stayed with a family when he was in school. I don't know that it was quite when he was, I can't remember off the top of my head right now, but like, Heinrich's kind of in this split life where he has, like, his university, everything. And I've mentioned, like, in the book that, like, he'll change his clothes when he gets home, because when he's helping out on their, in their house and stuff, like, he can't get his school clothes dirty and stuff. And so, like, he's kind of, like, these two different worlds, and then, like, his sister comes, and that's a whole other can of worms.
Right.
I won't say too much about that, but
don't want to spoil it too much.
yeah, and so I think, I mean, many of us, you know, we have our different areas of life, and it's interesting to see, like, the interplay, and especially something as important and meaningful as what he's learning with Luther. And there are several scenes throughout the book, and, like, Luther is a character in the book, but he's not, like, a central one. I could probably count, like, on one hand, I guess, like, the number of interactions with him, but mm-hmm. all of them are key in moving the story forward and in Heinrich's, like, spiritual growth arc.
Right.
And so I think that, like, Luther as an individual had such impact, but at the same time, I mean, the number of people who actually interacted with him, you know, like, it's like he's the spark, and it set stuff off, like, all over the place, like, as the Holy Spirit, like, used his words and worked through scripture that Luther was preaching to make such an impact.
Absolutely. So, you know, seeing the impact of the Reformation, I guess, across time, that the Reformation is still impacting us today in different ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. We're actually almost out of time. So this book releases soon, June 12th. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, a week from tomorrow.
Oh, boy, that's so exciting.
I'm
doing happy dances, probably. So our listeners can find, you can pre-order this book at cph.org/flameinthedark. We'll post that link with our audio. And Sarah, thank you so much for being my guest and telling, sharing with me and our listeners about this great book coming out soon.
Well, thank you so much.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. We'll have more. We have a full week ahead of us of some great stories. And you'll be back tomorrow. And have a great Monday in June. You're listening to KFUO Radio.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere. La, 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 la.